overtime.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Hour number two of Overtime. It's coming at you live here. Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. One more hour to go here before we call it quits on this Wednesday evening. Tanner and Tucker are along for the ride with you. Our number is 865-546-8200. If you would like to hop on the program, 546-8200 here. My most anticipated event Memorial Day weekend that occurred, and it was a lot of people's, not just, well, I would say here especially, but across the country, really, just because this was going to be something unique. It was, of course, the match part two.
Yes.
Champions for charity. It was Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson again, but with the addition of partners, Peyton Manning for Tiger and Tom Brady, boo, for Phil. Well, guess what, Tom? Just like the last time y'all met on the football field, you came up just short to Peyton and his squad. A lot of drama on that back nine, though. I was getting kind of nervous.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
It's because Tom Brady on the front nine, man. If he wasn't Tom Brady, I would have felt bad for him.
Yeah.
He was making an ass of himself with some of his shots, and then you saw his ass later when his pants split. No wonder why Under Armour's been losing so much business.
Yep.
That can't be a good look for them.
That couldn't have happened to a better person.
Could not have happened. Could not have happened, but yeah, they ended up coming down to the final hole, coming down to the 18th. It was played, of course, at Medalist, which is Tiger Woods' home course. Tiger had a little bit of an advantage there. But it's fine. All home teams have an advantage. It was all fine. Came down to last hole, but Peyton and Tiger do win by one hole. Ha ha ha. Raised $20
million. Wow. I hadn't COVID seen that relief. Number. Wow. That's really, no matter who won, that's awesome.
I don't know what exactly the foundations are that goes to, but either way, whether it's like food banks, supplies, research, whatever, $20 million is nothing to scoff at. That's big time.
At the very beginning of the broadcast, because it was supposed to start at 3 or 3:30, I can't remember.
Rain pushed it back a little
bit. Yeah, when I first turned it on, the rain was, you know, happening, and they brought up a graphic, and it was like five different organizations they were going to get the money.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
It was fun. I did not think earlier that day that I was going to watch the whole thing. I ended up watching the whole thing.
I didn't get to see the entire thing. I watched a good portion of it, though.
I could not look away from that, man, because
it was awesome. I wish I could have.
The chemistry, not just between the four competitors, but also Justin Thomas doing good stuff as like your on-course reporter.
Yep.
And, of course, anytime you have Charles Barkley on commentary, things are going to just be wacky. It was fantastic. Yeah, Justin Thomas calling Charles Barkley a fat ass.
That's the funniest thing that I saw out of the entire thing.
On this televised event that all these millions of people are watching that's for charity.
And he was like, you can't say that to me on TV.
That's bullying, Justin.
That's so funny.
And you know what that was? That was an Iron Bowl thing. Justin Thomas is a Bammer. Charles Barkley, of course, Auburn.
I didn't know Justin Thomas was a Bammer.
He is a Bammer, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, good thing I haven't cheered for him very often.
Unfortunately, he is a Bammer. Chuck went back at him later. He said, yeah, Justin, I know all you Alabama people are real proud of your GEDs.
That was pretty good.
You had the Iron Bowl banter. You had Peyton say that he wasn't going to wear red and black to match with Tiger because he didn't want Kirby Smart in Georgia to have a picture of him in red and black to tweet out and use for recruiting.
That's good.
Peyton always a VFL. I mean, Peyton's cart right in the middle of it, the checkerboard's power tee. Peyton drinking out of the TriStar Cup.
He represents
Tennessee.
Had a
TriStar hat on.
more than any professional.
It bewilders me. Bewilders me that some people in our fan base try to hate on Peyton Manning. There's probably not a better ambassador of their school from like a former player than Peyton Manning.
There's people that don't are Tennessee fans. Like, there's a Venn diagram of Tennessee fans and people that hate Manning. There's an overlap there.
I wouldn't say hate, but like to, you know, not
nitpick Peyton.
Be fans of him, so to say. And I don't know how serious people were when they were tweeting pictures like this and making their comments. There's a picture that made the rounds on Vol Twitter last night that I saw of a couple of years ago. Is pretty sure is Peyton and Tom Herman, Texas coach, that had Peyton a custom 18 Texas jersey. And he's holding
I saw that.
I'm like, okay, yeah, you might not like it that he's posing with the other UT, but is he wearing their crap? Is he pulling a Kenny Chesney?
No.
I don't think so. He probably made an appearance because, you know, Peyton makes appearances places.
He's Peyton Manning.
He's Peyton Manning. He has connections literally everywhere, and Texas gives him a jersey. What's he supposed to do? Say, yeah, I ain't posing with that crap.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you're going to be nice. He didn't put it on. He didn't wear a Texas hat. People are trying way too hard.
I think it's a good thing that other schools...
He's a damn fine ambassador to the school.
Other schools gift our player things from their school because he's so great. At the college level and a Hall of Famer in the NFL. He's not a Hall of Famer yet, but
I mean, do you
be.
Remember when Tim Tebow wore those Tennessee shorts?
Yeah.
Did Florida fans all of a sudden disown Tim Tebow? I don't think so.
Nope.
They're just like, there goes old Timmy being so nice. He's just like a face in wrestling, just playing up to the home crowd.
Yep. Yeah.
To get that cheap pop.
Yeah, there was no Tennessee fans going, wow, Tim Tebow's a Tennessee fan. No, we're not idiots.
No. Peyton's great as always.
Yeah.
I really wanted to kill Tom Brady when he almost stepped on Smokey.
I was
stepped
redneck
on the Smokey
mad.
Club cover and made the comment, oh, they haven't been good since you left. Which, of course,
incorrect.
I mean, it's one of the most easily shot down arguments ever because, hello, we won a national title without him.
The very next year.
Tom, your school's also Michigan. Y'all haven't been that much more relevant than us in that same time span.
No.
I mean, you made some college football, you know, not playoff, obviously, but you made some New Year's Six bowl games.
Cool.
You know, that's good. I would like to do that, too, but you still get made fun of a lot. You're still paying Jim Harbaugh a ridiculous amount of money to finish just top three in your division. Tom, you're not doing that much better. How much of an ambassador is Tom Brady to Michigan?
Zero.
I really cannot remember the last time I saw him on the sidelines of a Michigan game.
Sometimes I forget where he went to college.
Repping the hell out of Michigan.
Because he doesn't affiliate with them at all.
I'm sure he does, but, man, it ain't to the level that Peyton does with Tennessee. Now, I need Peyton to stop coming to some Tennessee games because it seems like we lose every time he's at a game. At least he's going to them.
Yeah.
Does Tom Brady show up at, you know, Michigan games when he can? I get Tom still playing. It's easier for Peyton to come to some games, but Peyton was still coming to games when he was playing, though.
I was about to say, yeah, he would. Any bye week he had, he was in Knoxville.
Tom Brady, it would have been good since you left. Overall, Tom, you're not 100% wrong about like the era, but we have still done things post Peyton Manning, including winning a national championship.
Yeah,
Tom, your school. When you were riding the pine as like a freshman, when Michigan won their last national championship, it was a split national championship, and that's been pretty much it since then. That's pretty much been it in the grand scheme of things. We can't beat Florida, but y'all can't beat Ohio State.
They sure can't.
They cannot beat Ohio State, no matter how hard they try.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
You realize that Michigan football... And this is just a more broad statement. I need to make this statement. So they claim 11 titles, right?
Okay.
They claim a lot of them. They are the winningest program in college football. They're one of the greats. They're one of the blue bloods.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no denying that.
Everyone agrees that.
They have all those wins because they were playing like these full schedules in like the 1880s and 1890s when there was like barely any other college football programs playing full schedules like that.
Yeah.
And you could like. In college football back then, you could schedule some community college down the road, mm-hmm. and it counts as an official win, beat them 150-0.
Yes.
So that's where they got a lot of those wins. 11 of their claimed titles, did you know, Tucker? Out of 10 of them. So 10 of their 11 titles, pretty much before TVs were a common thing in America. Because their last title before 97 was 48. And half of those 10 that were before 1997, I don't even think Michigan fans had a chance to listen to their team win the title on a radio.
They read about it in the newspaper days later.
They got Western Union.
Yeah.
They had a telegram.
Wow.
Did you also receive news from Bo out there fighting the Yankees on the Civil War battlefield? Actually, if it's Michigan, they'd be fighting the Confederates. But
yep.
You get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it was the same time.
It might as well be.
Yeah.
It might as well be the same time as the Civil War.
Yeah,
Tom Brady
just
made me mad, okay? I got triggered.
Yeah.
And it's more over the fact they almost stepped on Smokey.
That was the, like, everything else, I was like, ha-ha, you know.
Or is that Doug the dog? Because that was more like the mascot Smokey. So is that Doug?
That's Doug the dog.
He almost
now.
Stepped on Doug! What are you doing, Tom? You can't step on Doug the dog. The hell's wrong with you?
I honestly think the entire game should have been ended at that moment.
Michigan football's first season was 1879, by the way. That's 14 years after the Civil War.
And couldn't
ended.
You schedule the same team multiple times in a season?
I don't think there were rules for the first 50 years of college
like,
football.
I'm pretty sure I remember reading up on old like college football to where you could, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember them saying that you could schedule the same opponent multiple times. So they were just like scheduling these community college and just beating the hell out of them like three times a season.
I'm so curious right now, I'm probably going to look up some of these national championship winning seasons. But here's the seasons they actually claimed national championships. 1901, 02, 03, 04, 1918, in the middle of a war in the flu pandemic, by
wow.
the way. When probably a lot of teams had players dying over in France or dying from the flu. 1923, 1932, 33, 47, 48, and then 97, a split title. That's their national championships. Yikes. Tom Brady. Michigan. Pfft. You want me to look up the schedule of the 1901 Michigan Wolverines football team that went 11-0?
Yes.
Won the Rose Bowl. Good for them. That was the only bowl game played back then.
They play School of the Blind?
They play Stanford.
Okay.
In the Rose Bowl. That's legit. You know, whatever. Here's the actual schedule. Oh, gosh. Let's get through this. Raise your hand if you ever heard of Albion. What is Albion? Is this a school that exists? Still does. Albion College is a private liberal arts college in Albion, Michigan. Right now, it has an approximate enrollment of 1,500 students. So you can imagine it wasn't that different back then.
1,500 right now?
It's
congrats.
It's probably less than 1901.
Congrats, Michigan.
They played the Albion Methodist. They were called the Methodist.
Great name.
That strikes fear into my heart. Oh, what are you going to do? Throw some communion bread at me? Methodist dipped in the wine. I think that's how they do it. Okay, next up, Case. Case College.
Never heard of it.
Oh. Here's some more recognizable schools. Indiana, Northwestern. Buffalo. They beat poor Buffalo 128-0.
Sheesh.
Michigan didn't allow a single point that season. Good for them. Also playing schools like Carlisle.
Very well-known team.
The Chicago Maroons, who I don't think have had a football program in 75 years. And then Beloit. Yeah. They claim a title. I just thought you wanted to know that history.
Guess how many games they played in their inaugural season, 1879?
Oh, I remember this. Wasn't it like 15 or something crazy?
They played two.
Oh, they played two.
They won one game. The result was 1-0. And then they tied the other game. They had a win and a tie.
Yeah,
they finished fourth.
They've been playing football since you could score 1 point in American football. That wasn't an extra point.
How do you score a?
This next season
a touchdown
here,
was 1 point.
This next season here, they played teams like Michigan Agricultural and beat them 119-0. Albion again, 88-0.
Oh my God!
They played Notre Dame in Toledo of all places, 23-0. Oh, poor Iowa. Not a good day in Iowa football history, 1902. Michigan 107, Iowa 0. That's just funny. You need to... I'm done looking up the schedules and everything, but you really need to look up, just if you're ever bored, early like 20th century football teams and just see the scores. Tennessee has several of those.
Okay, yeah, so I did just confirm. I just looked up a random year, 1890. They were playing multiple schools in a year.
Of course.
They played Albion week one and week three.
Playing teams like Albion.
Yeah, they played a ton of that team a lot. They beat them 56-10. 350 people were in attendance.
Wow.
That's pretty good. And then they beat them 16-0 in week three.
I can't talk too much because all colleges were doing stuff like that. You look up, I'm looking up a random Tennessee schedule. Like in 1914 here, Tennessee was playing Carson Newman.
That makes sense.
89-0. Poor Eagles. They played King College.
Okay, so pretty much just colleges around here.
They did play Clemson.
Okay.
27-0. Take that, Dabo.
There we go.
Take that, World War One, Dabo. At Louisville, 66-0.
Woo!
Home against Alabama, 17-7.
Nice.
Beat Sewanee. Yeah, Sewanee back in the day. Undefeated that year. Old college football is just fun. It's just really funny to look back at.
Oh, it's a completely different universe.
Getting back to where we started, though. I don't want to lose track. Do you remember where we
started? We were talking golf, of all
things.
Yeah.
Everything was fantastic. And now Phil Mickelson, he's already making statements that he wants this to be a yearly thing. With different partners.
I would be on board. That would be awesome.
He told the LA Times in a column published today, Mickelson said, quote, "I think you could showcase guys like Steph Curry and Michael Jordan or Tony Romo and Patrick Mahomes."
Hey.
Mahomes a golfer?
He's an athlete.
But my question is, would he do better than Tom Brady? On the front nine, at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He can throw a football sidearm 70 yards. I think he can hit a flop shot.
Lefty name dropped him. He said those personalities are going to come out with this event, or you could have someone who loves the game and is competitive but is really entertaining, like Larry David and Bill Murray. I need Bill Murray.
Give me that pair. Give me Larry David.
Imagine Tiger and Bill Murray.
What a pair.
Phil and Larry David.
That would be sick.
Tiger Mahomes. I know it's gotten you excited. Whoever will be paired with Steph Curry, that's an unfair advantage. Steph Curry is really good.
He's really good at golf, yeah.
If he wasn't one of the greatest basketball players of all time,
he would be playing.
He'd probably make the tour. I don't think he'd win a lot of events.
But he'd have his tour card for sure.
Yeah, he absolutely would.
Yeah, because
see Steph making the cut at like the U.S. Open.
Yeah,
he
was in like a pro-am tournament and made the cut like twice. Yeah.
He's actually good. Did you see the viewer numbers for this weekend, though?
It's got to be huge, right?
5.8 million in average.
It's pretty good.
So it's like at any given time, 5.8 million people. That's a lot for a charity golf match that was being played in a monsoon most of the time.
Yep.
It's the personalities, man.
Oh, yeah. If you get the right people in something like that, everyone's going to want to watch.
Honest opinion, all jokes and hate for him aside, what did you think of just Brady's overall like personality out there?
Seems kind of like a normal person. I mean...
A lot of people were relating to Tom just for how bad at golf he was.
Yeah, that made him look more human. But I don't know. I didn't get to watch a ton. I just glancing, watching clips from my phone and stuff like that, and I got to watch a little bit of the front nine. But you could tell that like there's a level of respect between him and Peyton where they were able to literally just make fun of each other freely And so, but there was some sore spots. He turned his head around real quick, and Peyton started talking about Nick Foles, which I thought was very funny. Because he mentioned Eli, Tom Brady didn't even move, and then he said something about Nick Foles, and he was like about to like swing and just turned around and was like,
"Yeah, Brady's immune to the Eli stuff now, oh, yeah, but Foles is kind of still fresh in his mind."
That one's still fresh. Yeah,
he's like, "Oh yeah, I really lost the Super Bowl to Nick Foles."
Yep, you sure did.
The Philly special.
Oh,
that all really happened,
and Brady dropped one.
I forgot about that play. That was so funny. He looked so old in that play.
Oh, my God. He couldn't move.
He's just like, ah, I can't catch. I'm trying.
People photoshopped the Lombardi trophy on the football.
Oh, simpler times.
Yeah.
That Super Bowl, simpler times.
Yeah.
But we had sports. I was really entertained. I was really entertained this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Peyton's always going to have the jokes, but just getting all of them out there together and listening to Phil just talk about different golf shots. Like, this dude's just, like, breaking down physics.
Yeah.
It was insane to listen to.
Yeah, those guys are insanely good at what they do.
So what would be if they did this again next year? Let's say it's Tiger and Phil again.
Okay.
Dream scenario. To make this easier, let's just say they both pick an athlete. Who okay. would you want to see as Tiger and Phil's partner? Putting you on the spot. Don't say Patrick Mahomes.
I know. I was just about to say, I can't say Mahomes.
Don't say old Patty.
I guess get LeBron in one of them. I don't care who's whose partner. That'd be cool.
It needs. Has LeBron ever golfed?
Who cares? Tom Brady sucks.
You can't have someone who doesn't know how to golf, though. You have to have someone who at least knows. Again, I don't know if LeBron's ever ventured into that, but I've never seen him golf. I've seen Steph Curry golf.
Brett Favre.
Ooh.
He's retired. That'd be a cool one. You know he can. The conversations would be pretty cool. I think Brett Favre would be a good one. And then, like.
Drew Brees.
Yeah,
going,
Drew
like,
Brees.
The old quarterback route there.
Or. I think Marino. Is Marino too old?
You're never really too old to play golf.
Yeah, you're right. But I didn't know if he had, like, injuries or, like, back problems or something either. I don't know, just get like a couple old quarterbacks from the past heyday. But I don't want this to, like, I guess it doesn't have to be a quarterback thing.
No, it doesn't have to. And I'll throw Mahomes in that too. If you want to attract some of like the younger audience, put Mahomes with one of them, put Steph Curry with another one.
Yeah. Or you could have an absolute laugh fest, Shaq, Barkley.
I would need them to put down pay-per-view uncensored.
That would be amazing.
They would be, imagine those
two. Oh, they'd fist fight by the 18th hole. Yeah, they'd fight. It would be great.
Chuck completely slices one into the woods. Shaq has something to say, and it's just.
Oh, yeah.
And so they just start throwing old man fists at each other.
And thankfully, Chuck has got his swing straightened out. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. He tries so hard.
It's awful.
Well, hell, that's your solution. I don't care who plays on the other side. Get Chuck out there for one of them.
Yeah.
Just for the entertainment value.
Yeah, those guys. I think
Chuck.
You probably couldn't have Shaq and Chuck without a fist fight, but it would be really fun.
I want them to fight. I want them to try to, like, do a lightsaber duel with their nine irons.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic.
That's what we need.
We do need it. Well, Phil's all in for it. I'm hoping they make this a yearly thing. Raising for charity or not, it's just going to be a fun thing to do. Do every Memorial Day weekend.
It's a great time for it.
It's going to be a fun thing to do. Let's make this an annual tradition, especially if it's going to keep being entertaining, because I never watched the first one when those two, it was just Tiger versus Phil in Vegas.
Yeah, I just kept up with it.
People who watched it said it sucked.
Oh, really?
They said it sucked and that this was so much better because they added Peyton and Tom.
Okay.
So more of this, more of the guests, more of the athletes. I like it. I like it a whole lot. 865-546-8200 is our number if you would like to chime in. 546-8200. Hour number two is flying by here. We're going to catch the first break of this hour. Be back shortly here on Overtime. did you happen to follow along with that story out of Johnson County High School and their logo?
I saw some of it, yeah. I saw some of the guys from the station tweeting about it.
Texas, as in the University of Texas, the Longhorns, a very butthurt program, apparently. They issue Johnson County High School a cease and desist because Johnson County High School used the Longhorn, the Texas Longhorn logo, albeit with a different color. It's like red.
Yeah, it's definitely a much darker, weird. It's definitely not Texas orange.
No, it's not the color or anything. And Tucker, you played high school football, and you know I cover high school football in the fall. You're around it. Everyone's around a whole lot around here in the South. How many schools, just off the top of your head, use pretty much the same logos as colleges, NFL teams?
Granger.
Albeit they just tweak the colors a little bit.
Granger.
What y'all's?
The Granger G is Georgetown's G.
Oh, it is. I didn't realize that off the top of my head.
Yep. Jefferson County, the Patriots, they got the old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sure do.
Trying to think
we
of
We have
more.
Gibbs, who
Gibbs
uses,
is George's G.
It's the Green Bay.
It is Green Bay's G.
Green
right.
Bay had
it's
that
not
first.
Georgia, yeah.
That's funny. That's funny how that's a thing.
Oh, yeah, Georgia stole it, too.
And they did.
Cease and desist.
But that's Gibbs. Oh, I'm really trying to think off the top of my head.
Didn't Fulton there for a while have the old school Falcons logo? Yeah.
I still think they kind of used that.
Yeah, it's the black
like
from whenever they wore the red jerseys and stuff like that, yeah.
So it happens all the time. You never really hear about stuff like this. Oh, but of course it has to be Texas, though. Since Johnson County has ceased and desist, said it was a violation of copyright. Well, as of this evening, Johnson County has unveiled a new logo. It is pretty much the same thing.
Really?
They're pretty much trolling Texas.
That's awesome. Is it just enough different to where they can't say nothing? Good.
It is so it's the Texas logo. Oh, speaking of the Texas logo, Texas never went after Anderson County. That's all Anderson County is fake Texas.
Yeah.
That's all they are is Texas and Norris, Tennessee. They've never threatened any action against Anderson County. I just don't like Anderson County because they're like my high school's rival.
Yeah, you're like, pick them.
They're like my high school's rival. I have to. Yeah, to describe this for people listening, it's the Texas logo, except Bevo, I guess you would say. What, the head's like a little wider? And the horns, this is important, the horns kind of like curve.
Instead of going like out straight and down, they curve up.
Hold on. I'm going to look at the Texas logo here just for comparison's sake.
Also, just Pigeon Forge is also Clemson.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, like big time.
Like yeah,
Tigers, the paw print, the colors, they're Clemson.
Well, so is my alma mater for a lot of things. They've used the paw print forever. They've had variations over the last few years. Like they've also like ripped off Boise State's uniforms.
Oh, wow.
Because like the orange and blue colors.
Yeah, yeah,
it looks
yeah.
really nice. But
oh.
Yeah, Clemson never threatened my school. Yeah, it's the same logo Johnson County used, but they just curved the horns to troll Texas.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's pretty good. Good on you, Johnson County. Good on you. Yep, they have a new logo. The school received word from the University of Texas on Tuesday. How about this? They sent to Texas. Texas said it's acceptable. So Texas approved.
Well, yeah, because then that would really look like jerks. Because I finally got it pulled up. That's the Texas Longhorn. They just took the horns and made them do like an S shape on the ends.
An art teacher for Johnson County Schools named Tamula Trevitt. She created the new design. Shout out to her. Shout out to the art teacher designing a new logo. So Texas sent them a timeline, by the way. Funnily enough, like they were very serious about this. They really thought all other intellectual property was being tarnished.
Oh, yeah.
From
they're
a
being,
school all the way up in the very east corner of Tennessee.
They're being so hurt financially because the school is using a similar shape that they use.
Here was the timeline. So, Johnson County Schools and the University of Texas agreed to the following timeline to make changes. change the logo on website and on letterhead by December 31st, 2021. Change the logo on murals, signs, uniforms by December 31st, 2024. Change the logo on gym floor, football scoreboard, etc. by the end of 2029.
Well, that's a pretty long time.
That's a pretty lenient timeline, actually.
That's 9 years.
But the fact of the matter is, Texas was so offended by this.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
By this high school.
It'll cost the school a pretty good chunk of money to change. I mean, not insane, but that's... You know, that could be spent somewhere else. You're taking funds away from other programs and stuff from the school because their horns are similarly shaped to yours, and they need to be an S shape.
It was interesting to note, and someone pulled this up. It might have been Chad Fields, who is the uniform guru. I think it was him.
Oh, yeah, I love Chad.
It might have been someone else. But someone on Vol Twitter goes on... The Texas high school, there's like a big Texas high school football website. It's pretty much a big encyclopedia. You can look up these helmets and logos of schools throughout Texas. How many schools in the state of Texas do you think had the Longhorn logo in some variation?
Tons.
There's countless.
Johnson County.
That's in your own state. I don't know. And how many schools outside Texas use that logo?
Tons.
I just mentioned Anderson County.
Yeah.
They have a variation of that same logo. They used to use the Bulls logo, by the way.
Like Chicago Bulls?
Yes.
Really? That's kind of cool. On a football helmet?
I don't know if they did football, but it was basketball.
That's pretty cool.
This was back in the day.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. But they did used to do that. But they didn't get sued by the Bulls.
Huh.
That's my point. Or not sued, but they didn't receive a cease and desist. It's just so petty.
Yeah.
Does the University of Tennessee sue Teleco Plains for using the Power T?
They sure don't, because they love their state.
There's probably, I think there's also a bunch of schools in Texas that use the Power T.
Yeah. So maybe they're saying, oh, it's okay. It's okay if it's in Texas. Bunch of jerks.
I guess, but Texas is a big state, and not all those high schools are probably like in Texas fan areas. You probably wouldn't have a high school had that logo in Aggie country, though.
No,
that's like
probably not.
That's like a mortal sin.
Yeah.
It's just so petty. It's petty for any college to do this.
Extremely.
To especially like a smaller rural
school.
Like what do you gain from it?
You're gaining nothing.
What is there to be gained?
That
from
is
it?
The opposite of what Tennessee is doing with Coach Duggs. You are in the news for something negative. No one likes you for what you're doing. You gained nothing. You just look like a jerk. I don't get it.
It's just a thing that shouldn't happen. You're Texas. You have your own channel on TV, for God's sake. You're fine. Trust me, you're fine. I guess we'll just probably like look up a bunch of schools around here that are in danger of being sued. I guess, but yeah, you said you had Fulton. There's Gibbs, which I already mentioned. Anderson County is. I do believe still maybe using some variation of the Texas logo. Maybe they did stop. I'm sure I'm missing plenty. Does Farragut use someone else's logo?
I'm not too familiar
Cowboys,
with
Cowboys, don't they? The Cowboy Star.
Oh, now that I think
pretty
you're
sure.
Right. Hold on.
I'll get in contact with Will Stevens. He'll definitely know. They either use that or maybe like Furman's logo for like the F. I'm not entirely sure. It's just a petty thing. It's just an extremely petty thing.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. They have the star. They have the Dallas Cowboys star.
That's what I thought.
Right midfield.
Get on Johnson County, though, for pretty much keeping the exact same logo, just tweaking it.
Yep.
I just hate that they're going to have to spend all this money over like the next few years to redo everything.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Because... For like a layperson who probably doesn't like know about school funds and things, you're probably thinking, oh, how much is it going to do to change a logo on a basketball court?
A lot.
A lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lengthy process.
A lot of money. I'm pretty sure, I mean, did Granger ever have to change up stuff while you were there for like anything?
Didn't have to, but we had a crew come in that specially does basketball floors, and we have... I will go ahead and say the hot take. We have one of the nicest basketball courts in the state.
Oh, look at Tucker bragging over the Granger basketball court.
You asked. But no, it, like the gym was on lockdown.
I didn't ask if you had one of the nicest ones.
Well, I can pepper that in there. I love where I went to high school.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was a lengthy process.
Tucker Holt peaked in high school.
Took like.
I'm kidding.
But no, it took like a month and a half for them to do that.
Okay.
It was like, yeah. That stuff ain't cheap.
Yeah, my gym floor got changed in high school. I don't even know how much that cost them.
I don't even want to know. I mean, it's too much.
Power through, Johnson County. Power through. Let's go ahead and hit this break here. We'll get to these phones. Close out the show. When we return on the other side, we still have some lines open if you would like to jump in. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. We're going to close out overtime when we come back. We're going to play birthdays here in a second. Before we do that, though, switching up a little bit, just to get this out of the way before we do play birthdays. We opened the show talking about the cancel culture, everyone being canceled left and right over the weekend. How about some in-person canceling going on up in Staten Island? Did you check out the video?
Now I know what you're talking about.
That grocery store up in Staten Island, all the shoppers, besides one, have a mask on. And they're pretty much harassing this person to get out of the store who doesn't have the mask.
Yeah, it's the most insane thing I've ever seen.
Now, first and foremost, that's crazy to witness like that.
Yeah.
I will say that at least the mask crowd was consistent. At least they all were wearing masks who were yelling. At least you didn't have the one who wasn't wearing it and say, hey, get out of here. But if that, do we know if that store had a mask policy? Because I'm almost certain Costco's a store that has a you have to wear a mask policy at a lot of its locations, if not all of them.
Yeah.
If there's like you have to have a mask to shop here policy, wouldn't there be people making sure everyone who walks in has one?
Yes, they would have someone at the door.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let a customer who does not have one on shop and go about things.
Yes.
So I'm going to make the assumption that this particular store didn't have a mask policy. So if that store didn't have one, why are these people getting mad at the one person who came in without one? If they weren't required to, why not be mad at the store? I don't understand it.
I don't know. That's just the craziest like mob I've ever... Like, I couldn't imagine being on the other side of that.
And I am pro-mask.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But I am not to the level of anyone I see in public without one. Oh, I'm going to chastise them. I'm going to make a confrontation. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
People become like too online. They become too internet. And it translates over into real life for some of these people. I mean, just being shouted out. I get if it makes you uncomfortable, okay?
Yeah.
If some of them do, especially... It's different up there where they've had a lot more deaths.
Yeah.
It's been much harder hit in that area than it has been here.
Yeah.
But that being said, if you saw a person without one, and you know going into a store that not everyone's required to have one on, how hard is it to avoid someone at a big-ass grocery store?
You go out of your way to make contact. They were pushing her.
Yes. Oh, that's social distancing right there.
That's the dumbest thing.
Pushing someone.
If your stance is that you're in here and you're spreading germs, blah, 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 I'm going to put my hands on you. Like, how dumb can you be? Just stay away from them. Stay away from them.
People, our collective society has lost it.
Yeah.
They have absolutely lost it. It's good seeing some people on the overly cautious side, though, getting called out for hypocrisy. Did you also happen to see the video? It was in Wisconsin, I think. It was like national MSNBC.
Yes.
Their anchor's out, not their anchor, their reporter is out there, boots on the ground. He doesn't just have a mask on. He's got like N95 with a filter. He's all loaded for bear. He's reporting how, as you see, as the camera pans around, yeah, you see a lot of people not wearing masks. Meanwhile, this older dude behind him has been filming the whole thing. He said, yeah, I don't have a mask on, neither does your cameraman.
Yep.
And sure enough, his cell phone video gets posted online. Cameraman for MSNBC, no mask.
Cameraman, the sound guy, nobody except for the guy on camera.
And when people see things like that, it's hard for you not to think that, well, yes, this is a real thing we're dealing with, but some of this stuff from some media outlets, it seems like they're doing it for show.
Yes.
There was...
And that's not just with the virus, that's everything.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Absolutely not. You were right. There was a couple weeks ago, I do believe, somewhere around that timeline, it was after a White House press briefing. As soon as it's over, you see one of the poll reporters who are in there asking questions. As soon as it's over, still inside, surrounded by people, takes the mask off. Inside. I was like, yeah, no big deal. I was just doing this so I had a mask while I was on TV when I asked a question.
Wow.
Well, if the mask thing has become just this tool of... What, trying to have a moral high ground over some people who don't have one on in public? Is that what it's getting at here? Because
yeah.
That's what it is for some people.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Maybe not even the moral high ground. It's just trying to not be on the side like that woman was in Staten Island. So you don't get, you know, completely harassed.
That's terrifying crap, man. If you... It was a ShopRite, by the way. ShopRite, Staten Island.
So like a grocery, small grocery store.
Well, it might be. It didn't.
Not
look like
okay,
a
but
one.
It's not like a Costco, Walmart.
No,
Sam's Club is what I mean.
And again, there's a difference. If they had signs posted that you cannot shop here unless you have a mask, that's one thing. If they didn't have that, then I'm sorry, pro mask or not pro mask, you gotta say this little mob here. That's what it is. It was a mob, and they were in the wrong.
Yes, especially when they put their hands on her. You were wrong.
Wouldn't you think if you were that terrified, you would go out of your way to avoid someone?
Yeah, you at that point, you're just wanting to be a jerk.
We need to tar and feather people in public again. That's just what we need.
We need to bring back the stocks.
People would quit doing this crap if we brought back public humiliation.
Yes.
Corporal punishment.
Like people throw vegetables at people.
Absolutely.
That's what we need. That's what this country needs.
That's what I like to do. That mob in that grocery store, put them in the stocks. They can wear their mask while I throw a tomato at their face.
Go ahead.
That's ridiculous. You want to play the birthday game? We ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for... Do we have the music?
Oh, no. We running it right now?
I mean, it's not a birthday game unless we play the game, though, right?
We're playing it.
Alrighty, Tucker. It's, I wish today would have been better. I'm having to look up yesterday.
Oh, that's not
There was,
good.
Like, only one notable birthday today that I thought would have been fair.
Well, that's not looking good for me.
But we had an extended weekend, so I'm going to go back to yesterday and just see what I can find. Let's go ahead and start with today's. Year one for today. See if you can get this. He's 45 today. He's an American rapper. He is one half of Outkast.
Andre 3000.
It is. Oh, you got it. It is Andre 3000.
I know Andre 3000. I remember me and you talked about it one day, and Hayden had no idea who we were talking about.
Zoomers.
I remember that.
Them
kids. Clearly, because you said
young
Outkast, and he says, I don't know who that person is.
He did say that person.
Maybe not that exact verbiage, but yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, and then we taught him. We taught him about the great land of Andre 3000
and
Outkast.
That's good. I'm glad we did that. All right, you're one for one today. That's it today. Yesterday, he would have been 113 yesterday.
Oh, God.
Passed away in 1979 from cancer. He's regarded as one of the most iconic actors of all time, American. He's known for, when you think a certain movie genre, you think this guy. You think this person. A certain genre. He is synonymous with it. Set back in the 1800s-ish, most of these movies.
Synonymous with he died in 79. He'd be 113 yesterday.
If I tell you the genre, you will know it. feel like I have to tell you the genre.
I feel like I won't know it.
It's Westerns.
Oh, it's John Wayne?
It's John Wayne, yeah.
Oh. Oh, I know that. Me and John Wayne have... Yesterday was my birthday.
Wait, yesterday was your
birthday? Me and John Wayne have the same birthday. I knew that.
Oh, well, happy late birthday. I thought your birthday was like Saturday.
No.
Oh, well, happy late birthday. I can say that's only one day.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Look at that. Hey, you share a birthday with John Wayne.
If you go through yesterday, I'd know some celebrities that have my birthday.
Okay, well, here we go.
But I probably won't know them.
Well, here we go. I got at least two more here. She turned 72 yesterday. American musician, singer. Mostly known, she has a solo career, but mostly known for being one of the main vocalists of Fleetwood Mac.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, yeah.
Yeah, me and Stevie Nicks have the same
Queen
birthday.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Love some Stevie Nicks. All right. 56 yesterday, another American musician. Solo artist, guitarist. Known for some hits like It Ain't Over Till It's Over, Are You Gonna Go My Way, Fly Away.
Steve Miller.
No. A cover of American Woman. That's about it. Or See You Again.
You want the guitarist?
I mean, he is a guitarist, but he's also a singer. It's one dude.
It's one dude.
Yeah, solo artist. Big in the 90s, early 2000s. It's a name you've heard.
I'm sure it is. Fly Away?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Initials are LK.
LK? Lenny Kravitz.
It's Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. You are batting perfect so far.
I love it.
1,000. Oh, here's one. Here's an easy one. 71 yesterday. Another American musician. Pretty big day for musicians.
Yeah, I think I remember thinking that when I looked back.
A country music icon. So is his daddy.
Hank Williams,
yeah.
Jr.
That was a giveaway.
Yeah, my birthday's pretty good.
You do have a good one. I think mine's pretty good, too, but you've got some pretty good ones. You have some pretty good ones. All right. I'm going to do at least one more. You know what? I'm going to do two more because I think we'll get this one. Again, another American musician. He would have been, do my math here, he would have been 94 yesterday. He would have been 94.
Okay.
Passed away in 1991. He's a name really synonymous with like jazz.
Duke Ellington.
It's not Duke Ellington.
Louis Armstrong.
No. He wasn't a singer really.
Okay.
He was a trumpeter, known for his trumpet playing. But I mean, iconic. Absolutely iconic.
Not Louis Armstrong?
No. It's not Louis Armstrong. Oh, we're running out of time. Initials are MD.
MD?
Yes. This will be the last one for today. Come on. To go perfect.
MD? M. M.
Yes, M and D. Come on, Tucker. You're doing so good.
I don't know. Is this like really famous?
Doesn't matter. We're out of time. It's Miles Davis.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've heard of Miles
Davis.
Yeah,
I know Miles Davis.
You did good, though.
Yeah.
You got a pretty good birthday.
Yeah. A lot of big names, yeah.
I share mine with like Madonna and Steve Carell.
Yeah, if I would have remembered yesterday was my birthday for some reason, I would have known John Wayne off the bat because like that's when I knew.
You still did pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Proud of you overall.
Miles Davis. I'll have to add that one to the list.
Yeah. Happy late birthday, Tucker.
Thank you, thank you.
Hope you had a good one. We did have a good show back from this Memorial Day weekend. But that does it for us here tonight on this Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock for more overtime. For Tucker Holt, I'm Tanner Carson. We'll see you again tomorrow. Everyone, be good.